Ever. Good morning. My name is Valerie Reeves. I am the spiritual director here. It is an honor and a privilege to be here with all of you. And in case I don't tell you later, I love you. Today is the Sunday before Valentine's Day, which has always been my brother's birthday, but it was always definitely a special time to embrace our own selves. And I was thinking this morning, I had stopped at the store and I got cookies. So cookies after service, there's cookies and coffee next door. But I was thinking, oh, I should get myself some flowers. And I thought, well, I'll do it on the way home because we should treat ourselves the way we'd like to be treated, right? And I got here and the beautiful Jennifer Hart had a flower for me. Isn't that nice? Thank you so much. You know what really amazes me and I love? Well, musical talent, because I don't have some. But when Karen is gone, there's always somebody wonderful and amazing that can come in, and I didn't say anything. I gave her a hug and said, thank you for the flower, and then it's just knowing that everything works out, right? So thank you for just being at that wonderful, gentle, allowing space, and everything just working out, and I don't have to figure it out. Isn't that nice? When we don't have to figure it out, we can just trust spirit. Which actually is kind of our topic today. What is spirituality? Now, this whole month is kind of on self-awareness. And last week we talked about what is religion. And I was hearing a speaker who said, religion is for people who don't want to go to hell. Spirituality is for those of us that have already been there. Yeah. The thing that I love about this teaching, this philosophy, is that we don't have any dogma, that we have to rules and guidelines that we have to follow. We just get to tune into that inner knower inside of ourselves and allow it to guide and direct. And it really comes down to the seeds that we're planting within ourselves. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching, says this about spirituality, and I absolutely love it. Spirituality is a constant, consistent attempt to feel the presence of God in everything and in everyone. Wouldn't we have the perfect world if we would just allow that? Sensing the presence of spirit in each and every person, regardless of how they're acting out. And regardless of what's happening out here, we can always go in here, knowing that there is that still small space in us that has never been touched by anger or hurt, that's pure and perfect spirit. And the more we can take our time to connect with that every day, then life just unfolds with beauty, with grace, with love, and with joy. And then we get to come out here in the world and have a good time. As Anne was saying, let the party be part of the party, right? So like Anne, I've had to step out of my comfort zone once in a while. And I remember Reverend Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker once said, you know, take yourself out to dinner and really love and embrace the person that you're with. Because first and foremost, we have the relationship with ourselves. And that relationship is predominant. That with our spirit within ourselves really needs to be at that wonderful level. In order for me to love everyone else, it's got to start with first person. So I was still pretty shy. I was just out of high school, and I thought, okay, I'm going to take myself to the spaghetti factory. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to go by myself on a Saturday night. Woo! So I show up, and how many in your party? One. Party of one! I felt like the spotlight was on me, and there it is. And I felt like everybody was looking at me, and I go sit at this table, and it's like, okay, I'm looking at the menu. And the waiter comes over, and he just kind of kneels at my table, and he said, oh, you're so nice. Are you here all by yourself? I said, yes. And he's like, oh, you just seem too nice to be all by yourself. And I'm like, okay, now let's take this order to go. I had to really make peace with that it's really okay to go places by myself and be with myself. And many times, if we're sitting in the quiet, because I have gone through so many adventures, and I remember being up at Mount Madonna Yoga Retreat Center where I was filling in for my soon-to-be daughter-in-law. I was filling in running the coffee shop up there because she needed to take a little break, and so I went up there. And what I found is that it was really hard to be in the quiet because they didn't really have TV. They didn't really have any distractions. All I had was just me. So it's like, okay, let's go down the hill. I need to go get something. making peace with ourselves and being able to enjoy the company that we keep when we're in the midst of being just with ourselves. So the greatest thing is to make peace with ourselves and to love, honor, and respect ourselves in all situations. On spirituality, Ernest Holmes continues to say, one of the difficulties in our new order of thought is that we are likely to indulge in too much theory and too little practice. I remember a few weeks ago I asked, when is the universal law working? Always, right? So it's always working, and spirituality is always right where we are. Yet we many times take and put a lot of layers on ourselves and a lot of layers to distract ourselves from hearing that inner voice, because that inner voice is guiding and directing us. And the more that we can sit in the stillness and tune in with that divine spirit that is calling and directing us, the easier life is. That's what I find for my life. That if I wake up in the morning and breathing in, I calm my body, exhale, I smile, knowing that spirit is guiding and directing me all along, and I can just tap into that inner knower and into that energy that created the stars and the planets, that it's flowing through me too. And if it's flowing out there and creating all these wonderful things, then what are the wonderful things that I get to create? And it's choosing my thoughts carefully. If you want a preview of the rest of your life, look at your thoughts today, right? So the more we look at our thoughts today, and it's like, is this the movie I want to be living? And sometimes we may say, no. So is your story working for you? Because sometimes we have this story in life, and it's like two lawyers. If any of you have ever been to court, or if you've watched a court show, or you just kind of know about what lawyers, there's one that's arguing for your possibilities, and there's one that's arguing for your limitations. And it's like it's all inside of us. Am I arguing for my possibilities, or am I holding myself back and reminding myself of any limitations? Oh, remember when you tried that before? Yeah, that was really, really didn't work out. I have since been to the spaghetti factory and gone by myself and had a great experience, knowing that all is well and it's okay to just enjoy being by myself and enjoy taking myself to places that I would love to go. And it's great to have friends that are wonderful mirrors of who we are, and it's great to be able to make peace with ourselves and follow that inner calling. So which lawyer wins? The one arguing for possibilities or the one arguing for limitation? Well, usually it's the one you pay the most, right? The one you pay the most, but the one you pay the most attention to. Because with our attention, we set our intention. So we definitely want to be aware of what is my intention and what am I giving focus to? Because many times I've heard people talk about their story, and boy, people can really get into their story, right? It's like, what's your story? And their whole body goes through it and lives through it. It's like they're right back there. So creating a new story, make up the past of the story that you know that you lived in somewhere in your daydreams. I love that John Lennon song. our dreams, you know, life is but a dream. So making sure that we're being aware of what things we're putting out there into the universe. Ernest Holmes goes on to say that spirituality is the consciousness that comes through communing with spirit. So when we're communing with spirit, we're allowing that amazing inner knower to just guide and direct. Last week I was talking about not allowing things out there to affect you. Because many times we want to blame other people for our behavior. Our behavior comes down to our own thoughts about ourselves and our thoughts about what other people say. If somebody says something about me, not my stuff, back to Terry Cole Whitaker, what you think of me is really none of my business. Because whether a person thinks we're the highest of the high or the lowest of the low, it doesn't matter. All that matters is what we say to ourselves when they stop talking. Oh, they were right. Yep. I don't know how to do anything. Or we can say, oh, they have a perceptual handicap. They do not know how fabulous I am. So being very aware of what our behavior is and what our response or our reaction is to everything. And for me, the more I take that time to center myself in the morning, I'm knowing that I'm always surrounded by loving people that are saying loving things. And if they don't, then they have just forgotten who they are. So we want to remember who we are every single day. Do you remember? Do you remember who you are? Michael Gott wrote this wonderful song, and I'm not going to sing it, but I am going to read you some of the lyrics to the song because it's such a great song. Don't you think you owe it to yourself to look inside of you and to take the time to realize what you are here to do? Don't you think that time has finally come to stand and face the fire, to walk into the blazing sun and claim your heart's desire? You were placed upon the earth with a mission to complete. And now the time has come to stand up strong and claim your destiny. It's our time to stand up and say, you know what? This is what my life is about. And that's okay. I can have, be, and do whatever it is I choose. It's just getting that intention, giving our GPS, here's where I am, here's where I want to go, and then getting on board with that, not looking at the past. The past is not the present. The past just got us to this moment, and this moment is fabulous. So the more we can be aware that everything that we did brought us to this moment, gave us tools to move forward. So what am I going to do with them tools? Am I going to beat myself up with those tools? Or am I going to be excited that I've been through all these different fires and all of these tools brought me to this moment so that I can move forward with ease and grace into the space that is the highest and best for all concerned and for myself? So setting our intention very clearly. There was a show back in the day, and how many of you ever watched Candid Camera? Some of you? Yeah, Candid Camera. So there was a show that was kind of like that, trying to dovetail off of Candid Camera. And for those of you that are too young and didn't see Candid Camera, they would hide cameras, and then they would have this different thing happen. Well, this show was called Hidden Cameras. And so, or hidden videos. And so they would hide the camera and they would set people up for these wonderful little spoofs, and they decided to do this little spoof for a FedEx delivery person. And he had to deliver something to this wonderful temple. And when he walked in, all of the people inside bowed down to him. Here's like a sea of bald heads and robes, and they all bowed down to him. You are the one we've been waiting for. He's like, yeah, I know. The delivery is here. It just took me a little while because the 101 got busy. No, you are the chosen one. You are the one we have been waiting for. You are the deliverer. He's like, yeah, I brought you your delivery. They're like, no, you are the one. And they opened up this curtain, and there was a big picture of him with a bunch of people kneeling down. Oh, you are here, you are here. And they asked him to sit down on this pillow, and they said, please, please, with your wonderful, since you are the chosen one, please enlighten us. And with that, the one I remembered, he said, just like a river, sometimes the raging river is rolling very fast, and you just hold on with everything you have. And sometimes the river rolls really slow and gets a little stagnant, so you have to give it a little push and have a little patience. But eventually you will come to the ocean. Pretty profound, right? That was the one that I remember the most, but they had delivery person after delivery person who would come in, and they all had something profound to say. So given the opportunity, we all have something profound to say. Right? It's just tuning in and trusting that. Sometimes I wonder why we don't trust ourselves enough, because that really comes down to trusting spirit. Trusting spirit that it's really okay for me to step out of my comfort zone. It's really okay to come up here and dance crazy. It's really okay to do what we love. Full out. That's what we're here for. Come and dance full out. Come and play full out. And if your heart is saying, go that way, go that way. Take a step. It's really easy to allow outside influences to guide and direct us instead of listening to that inner knower that just knows what our right and perfect steps are. Many times we want to put on our earmuffs and not listen. Shh, Spirit, don't tell me. I don't want to know, right? Because sometimes it's saying, step out of your comfort zone. Don't play small. You're here to play full out. So trust that. I think about that with, I've been to workshops before where they're like, hey, who wants this? And one person would jump up and run and grab it. And I'm thinking, why did I do that? It's like, feel that inner calling and do it. Go for it. There was a king back on a remote island, and he had a lieutenant. And the lieutenant was very, very perky. Anybody know somebody like that? Woo, best day ever! The lieutenant was very perky and very always upbeat and said, everything's happening for a reason. Everything is perfect. Everything is wonderful. And one day, the king is cutting some coconuts, and he accidentally cut off his big toe. And the lieutenant's like, yes, something wonderful's happening. Great, good job. Woo, this is a great thing. And the king got really mad. He's like, how dare you say that this is a great thing? So he threw him into a well, and he's like, you can just die in there, and just left him. And then the king's going on down the road, and some headhunters actually caught the king. And they're like, we're going to use you for a sacrifice. And they took him to the great shaman. And the shaman said, oh, he's missing a toe. Yeah, we need somebody whole. So they released the king. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. And then he remembered what the lieutenant had said about this was a great thing that happened. So he's like, oh, my gosh, let me go tell the lieutenant. Let me pull him out because he saved my life. And he's like getting closer to the well, and he can hear the lieutenant whistling a happy tune because everything's good. And he's like, what are you doing down there so happy? Come on up. You saved my life. And he told him the story about how he was not sacrificed because of the toe, missing a toe. And I'm so sorry that I put you in the well. And he's like, no, that was fabulous because if I was with you, I'm whole. They would have taken me. They would have sacrificed me. Right? So it's like finding the best out of everything. I used to work with David Bruner up in San Jose, and he would say, something wonderful's happening, 24/7, 365, always. Regardless of what is happening, sometimes we can judge it as bad or good, but yet everything is happening just the way it should. It's all good. It's all God. It's all spirit. So allowing that spirituality to ring through for each and every one of us, to honor ourselves and honor that inner calling. And since it is the Sunday before Valentine's Day, I always like to do a commitment ceremony, a commitment to ourselves. You've noticed I've got some bling on, my little rings. So we're going to do a commitment to ourselves to love, honor, and cherish. So if the ring bearers would please come forward. Now, yeah, we have some ring bearers. So they're going to run through here and make sure that everybody gets a ring or two or ten. I don't care how many you take. Take a few. So get some rings, and you can put it on any finger you want. You can size it, or maybe later you want to put it around a necklace. When I worked with Dr. David Bruner up in San Jose, he used to have everyone observe couples as they did their commitment, and I thought, I'm not part of a couple. What about me? So I would just do my own little blessing to myself to love, honor, and cherish. And this became one of my favorite things to do, to be able to do it with myself, but also with a congregation, because it starts with the love from ourselves first. So we want to definitely love, honor, and support ourselves. So I am knowing that, do we want music for this? I don't know. Do you want to do a little something in the background? It's your wedding. It's your celebration. Do you want a little music? Yeah. Yeah, because we're going to play full out. The rose. Yeah. And we'll just play it pretty cool. Yeah, while we're getting the rings around. Yeah. Here comes the bride, or here comes the groom. Here comes all of us. I think people are taking a lot of time just looking to see which one they want. Just grab a few. Just grab a handful. Just grab a few. Let it be okay. It is a big deal. It's true. It's picking out the ring, right? Okay. That's an important part. Yeah, I just threw a few on. So. Oh. I want you to be thinking about yourself and how you treat yourself. Because many times I hear people talk about themselves in a way they wouldn't talk about their worst enemy. Not that we have any enemies. because of course we don't. But making sure that we're treating ourselves in a wonderful way. And if you choose, as you would stand up in a ceremony, if you would want to go ahead and stand and take your ring of rings, and please repeat after me. I take you to be my life, my constant friend, my faithful partner, and my love from this day forward. I offer my solemn vow to support you in your goals, to love you unconditionally, to honor and respect you, to laugh with you, and to cry with you, and to cherish you for as long as I live. I give you this ring to wear with love and joy. As a ring has no end, neither shall my love for you. I choose you to be my life. And then, yay! So I want you to take it in and put your rings on your fingers and remember to love, honor, and cherish yourself, that you have made this commitment to yourself today, knowing that in this beautiful, blessed place, that this day starts the beginning of the rest of your life. Your thoughts today are the preview for tomorrow. So as we love, honor, and cherish ourselves, knowing that this is the best day ever, as we say, I do. All right. And with this, I give you my blessings, knowing that life is good and life is very good. That spirit flows with ease and grace and love and joy. That we just say yes, yes, yes to life, knowing that spirit is guiding and directing every single cell in our bodies, knowing that there is health, there is harmony, there is love, there is unconditional love, and there is joy. Honor, respect, and cherish every part of the I am that you are. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing, I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing all is well. And so it is.